This week, state-operated school superintendents speak, and a message from old man John Japheth from Tulaksack.
Potlatch, a program about Alaska Natives for Alaska Natives.
I'm Dave Lanigan, the Associate Superintendent of Instructional Services with the Alaska State Operated School System. And we are here conducting a meeting to determine the plans and for the Indian Education Program for this coming school year. We have regional superintendents from several locations in Alaska and the Parent Advisory Committee members and parents to determine how the program should be run for the coming school year. I'm located in Anchorage office and the others are located from Bethel, Fort Yukon, Glen Allen, Delta, and other places throughout Alaska.
What are the goals for this meeting here?
With decentralization, and we're very interested in having the involvement and the input of the people being served, and we're trying to determine exactly the best way to administer the program. And it appears that the advisory boards, the parents in each village, will have a greater say in how the funds are used for the coming year. The Alaska State Operated Schools is the recipient of the Title IV Indian Education Funds, and this is the initial planning stages for the proposal for the next school year. So the parent committee, the superintendents and others determine what they are going to propose or what the program will be for the forthcoming year. And we've been discussing the various methods of going about it and how the students should be served. There seems to be a agreement that more of the funds should be going directly into the student, serving students in each school, and less in administration, and we support this. We're interested in direct involvement of the local village people in the operation of their schools, and the example was clearly demonstrated here in that we feel the funds, the amount of funds available, should go directly to at the village level, at the school level, and not necessarily to the regional level. We're questioning the value of having, for instance, regional support budgets because of we feel that money can be better used by channeling it directly into the students' needs.
Anuluka toy Akanukurak duk Toykan rakulra Wingal nas kor to Yurak nai ruchu nak
sparkly. Toita magu chau ya, chukang rata duai. Ano luka kanani yurahtu. Tak chami yam adam kan kakili. Ya kwa duai duai ka kauchan yu rai yu des ka chukang hata duai ano lokat kanani yu rahtuk tak chan lu adam tamagud yu dang wachtain rmen jali At harluku kanavet, yuras kaluku duai. Doi tamagu chau yat, chukang rata duai. Anur luka kanani, yurachtuk. Kan rluni luwatn, kingwa kun duai. Ukuhan kamalik Alia lachitua Doi tamagu chau yat Chukang rata duai Anur luka kanani Yurachtuk Anur luka Anur luka Anur luka
My name is Al Weinberg, and I'm the regional superintendent out of Bethel, where I've been for the last 5 years. Presently, we are working with other regional superintendents from state-operated schools, parents, and field coordinators on trying to develop a proposal for use of Indian Education Act funds for the next school year. State-operated schools expects to get about $650,000 for Indian education, which are funds designed for supplementary education for Native students. In the Bethel region this year, we have about 1,200 Native students. Next year, with the addition of 3 and possibly 4 high school programs, we should have something over 1,400 Native students who would benefit from this program. Each school will get a certain amount of money based on the number of Native students in the school, and the parents and the school board and the local teachers will develop individual proposals for the use of that money. And the purpose of the regional office and the central office of state operated schools is to support that proposal, give technical assistance and whatever help we can in carrying it out.
What are the some of the jobs school board do?
I think it varies from location to location. Primarily, the function of the school board should be to determine what the priority needs of the students are in the school, determine what the school's goals should be, what things the curriculum should be trying to accomplish, and then work with the local principal or principal teacher and the rest of the school staff in carrying out those programs.
All laid out. doctor's son she'll have, no matter what the cost to manhood or to soul. Ooh, sunshine down brightly shine down on all the land, shine down on the newborn lambs. A butcher's knife is in his hand. Impress the clients, our teachers of the world. Teach them to fake it well. Ah, school bell go ding dong ding. The children all line up. They do what they are told. A little drink from the liar's cup.
My name is Maxwell Fancher with State Operated Schools, Regional Superintendent Donna and Glenn Allen. And we're here for a meeting with the Indian Education Act, taking a look, taking a review of what has happened in the past, what the future potential is for Indian Education Act, how much funding we have, and trying to see if we can get delivery of services, possibly and hopefully, a little closer to the people. And I think that the meeting so far, not all the people are in, but they're moving very well, and everyone seems to be committed to giving delivery of services closer to the people with less administrative costs taken off, which sounds to me very exciting. And so I feel that the conference here between now and Saturday is going to be very profitable as we plan for 1976.
How many state-operated schools are there here in Alaska?
In Alaska, you asked me a tricky question. I have 9 in my region. A little over 100 in the state-operated schools, spread pretty wide area across the state. But we find that things are changing, concepts, viewpoints, and that's, I think, the thing that makes it very exciting. Hopefully we would see that the local committee, the local school board, and the parents make a determination, and the program they want is the program they get, without having to have several layers and a lot of time lost as many other people review and read and say yes, no, yes, no. It should be the local people determining what they want, and that should be the ultimate decision.
Jim Tozer, Regional Superintendent of Schools, Lower Yukon McGrath Region, the Alaska State Operated School System. The Local Advisory School Board is supposedly meets once a month or oftener if necessary with the teacher and the community to discuss local problems in the school, to help the teacher in terms of hiring school personnel such as custodians or secretaries or cooks, to help him in terms of problems that may arise in terms of use of the school by the community, to advise the teacher in terms of what kind of program they would like to see in their school, to help with associated educational programs such as Title I Indian Education and Johnson O'Malley funds and things of these natures. Title I is a government-funded program under the Elementary Secondary Education Act, which was passed some years ago, which provides funds to schools in areas where the local region or area cannot provide enough funds to provide a good overall school program. These funds are used to assist in developing programs in these schools. Title IV is specifically the Indian Education Act and deals with funds for American Indians students in the United States.
Now I'm just an Indian and my old car has running boards. I've stood in the unemployment line and I wear the clothes I can't afford. I've wandered my way on 66 and I've gone from town to town. I've thumbed and bummed and worked and shirked, but I'm here to gather round. So gather round, gather round, gather round Americans. Gather round, gather round, gather round, gather round Americans. Gather round. If you want to know this country, if you want to know this land, take a long look at the wide Missouri, walk the sandy Rio Grande. When you get to know her people, then you'll get to know her heart. You'll find New York and Frisco ain't so very far apart. So gather round, gather round, gather round Americans. Gather round, gather round, gather round, gather round Americans. Gather round. There's been some talk that said we're slipping, that our ratings gotten low. Some said we were fools and nincompoops, and some that we're too slow. Well, this is the USA of Lincoln, and the same of Washington. Why, there's you and me and a whole lot more, and Uncle Sam has just begun. So gather round, gather round, gather round Americans. Gather round, gather round, gather round, gather round Americans, gather round. I want you to get this straight without any seams. When they pinches our eagle, that's me that screams. Just an Indian guy, but I'm going your way with the American people and the USA. So gather round, gather round, gather round Americans. Gather round, gather round, gather round, gather round Americans, gather round.
I'm James Ekus, the regional superintendent in Fort Yukon. Our region consists of seven schools: Arctic Village, Birch Creek, Circle, Rampart, Stevens Village, and Fort Yukon. Total student population of about 290, of which 95% are native students. The parents' committee established in each village really determines how the money is to be spent. It can go for anything that they determine is a priority need. This can be for cultural skills and such things as some of the skin sewing, for example, and continuing some of the crafts of the parents. It can be for materials for playground development. A wide variety of materials have been approved and provided, but definitely it's the parents who really make the final decision in their own village as to what the needs are for the native children. Each village must have a parents' committee made up of parents of children who will benefit from the funds that are in the program in that local school.
Is that different from school board?
It can be. In some villages they use the same board because that board is made up of parents that are natives. In other villages they have a separate committee made up of parents that the board delegates that responsibility to.
Father was a man who could never understand the shame on a red man's face. So they lived in the hills and they never came down to the street in the white man's place. Early in the spring when the snow had disappeared, they came down with a bag of skins. In the fall of the year of 1910, Daddy died by the road down in Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man said, but the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, no,
the deal or the way that it lied. There was blood on the floor of the government store when the men took his daddy away. And the boy stayed by till he come to his end, and he run like the wind from Cherokee did. Now the mother was alone and the winter was at hand, and she prayed where it can. It was warm in the lodge in the Kentucky hills on the day when the boy came in. Then a blizzard came down and it covered up the door till they thought that it never would end. And he told her the tale of the terrible affair in the government store down in Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man said, but the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, nor the deal or the way that he lied. Long days and three long nights, they wept and they mourned, and then she returned to her work and her weaving, and they tried to forget about Cherokee Bend. Now the boy wasn't big, but he hunted what he could, and they lived for a time that way. But the food ran low and the meat went bad, and she said to the boy one day, I'm leaving tonight and I never will return from the land of my spirit kin. You must take what you need and trade what you can for a red man's grave down in Cherokee Bend. It wasn't very long till she closed her eyes and he wrapped her in a robe. He found her a place on the side of the hill and he buried her in the snow. His load looking ragged and thin. Not a year had gone by when he stood once again in the government store down in Cherokee Bend. He was 10 years tall in a red skin blue, so he hadn't much face to save. And the men sat around and they laughed and they clowned at the talk of a criminal's grave. And a man from the east didn't smile when he said, you're the son of that Indian scum. If you value your hide, then you better abide by the white man's rules here in Cherokee Bend. But daddy didn't like what the white man said, but the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, nor the deal or the way that he lied. Then he spit on the floor of the government store, and it served him to no good end. At the close of the day, they had taken him away to the white man's school down in Cherokee Bend. Years since the boy disappeared, where he run to nobody knows. But they say he fell in with a man named Jim, and he rides in the rodeo. They say he returned all alone to a place hidden deep in the Kentucky Glen. And it's pretty well known who hauled up the stone to the grave on the hill above Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man said, but the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, nor the deal or the way that he lied. There was blood on the floor of the government store when the men took his daddy away. It was 1910 and they never had a friend when he died by the rope down in Cherokee Bend. It was 1910 and they never had a friend when he died by the rope down in Cherokee Bend.
My name is Stephen Spangler. I'm the regional superintendent for the Upper Rail Belt Schools and the Fort Wainwright Schools, which is somewhat of an interesting combination of school systems in as much as it involves about 1,000 military dependent youngsters and the highway communities located between Fairbanks and Mount McKinley Park. We have native youngsters. Surprisingly enough, we have a number of them at Fort Wainwright. Most of them are foster children that have been taken in by families at Fort Wainwright. So we have a specific concern for them. We also have American Indian children at Fort Wainwright. As I had mentioned earlier, you know, we have Menominees and Ogallala Sioux at Fort Wainwright, I'm sure. In the Rail Belt area, of course, we have the community of Cantwell, which is approximately half Native, at least the makeup of the school system is. And we do have other Native families located throughout the Rail Belt area.
As you sit on a quiet winter's evening listening to the pitter-patter of little Christmas tree needles falling to the ground, think about spring and the vegetables you'll plant. Now is the time to look through seed catalogs and stimulate that part of your imagination that's not snoozing. It's a good idea, by the way, to buy seeds rather than depend on seeds you grew yourself. If you plant your own homegrown seeds, you may be wasting a lot of effort. Some vegetables are entirely or readily cross-pollinated among plants of their kind, so you may not get what you think you planted. The cross-pollinating plants include corn, cucumbers, melons, squash, pumpkins, cress, mustard, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, collards, kale, kohlrabi, spinach, onions, radish, beets, and turnips. And when buying seeds, look for disease-resistant strains and varieties of many important vegetables. Gardening is really too much work to risk the loss of a crop because of poor seed selection.
Thanks to KTOO Juno for carrying Potlatch, including this Yupik message from old man John Japheth of Tuluksak.
Yum yum nako cha. Mani. Kashacha na yok nato. Tom tasu. Ping nato shat. Un nung ran. Han rong ran shayok suku. Ping nato tishot. Matum rachtak kaluku, nkaramk, som tasu, haki karamk, muskusamk, tamai, yung nakutkat, taliso, talu yarat, talu yahpitsu, uksumi, atu tukkat, kuisarniso, talu yarat, atu tukkat, tamai yung nakutai.
Old man John Japheth of Tuluksak. Levi Lott, also of Tuluksak, provided this translation. Our way of life long ago, not like living in white man's world. We used to go out hunting day and night. We worked hard for our living. Ours is a hard life. Other than hunting, we set fish traps in the rivers or lakes. That's our way of living. Now, music from St. Lawrence Island. Potlatch, produced in the studios of KUAC in College in cooperation with KTOO Juneau, KOTZ Kotzebue, and KYUK Bethel, under Title I of the Higher Education Act.